March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and November. You are excited? Give the Lord a beep, 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 beep. Shout of hallelujah! Woo! Now, Aka Chineke is blessing somebody here this morning. If you are the one, let me hear your hallelujah. I'd like you to walk to 11 people and tell them this is your month. You are breaking for this month. You are having a major breakthrough this month. God is visiting you this month. You are carrying your miracle children this month. Testimonies will overflow in your life this month. This month is I'd like us therefore to go before the Lord this morning with a heart of gratitude and give thanks to God. Give Him praise. Also privilege to be counted amongst the living. Only the living will praise Him. Only the living. Only the living. If you are among the living, let Him hear your voice of gratitude. Oh, bless His name, bless His name. We give you glory, Lord, as we are. We give you glory, Lord, as we are. You are, you are one.
We give you glory, Lord.
We give you glory,
Lord. And we honor you. Yes, we give you glory, Lord.
We give you glory, Lord.
As we, you are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful. You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Yes. You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Yes. You are wonderful.
Worship you, Lord.
Worship you.
give him thanks and glory. Bless him in your language. Give him glory and praise. He deserves it. He delights in it. This new month, we are grateful. We bless your name. Take all the glory. Lord, speak to us this morning by your word, and let every destiny here access their high places in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The month of November will go well for you. Everything you wish you could do that you have not been able to do, God will enable you to do it this month. Evil shall be far away from you this month. Every day of this month, God will be sending you help. I'd like you to speak into the month of November. November, here I come. Every day of this month shall be blessed for me. I shall enjoy divine enablement, empowerment on every side. Everything will work in my favor this month of November. The former rain and the latter rain, they will locate me this month of November. It is November to be remembered. I shall be remembered. Wherever I am forgotten, the hand of God will locate me. The hand that brought Joseph from the back to the front, that hand will locate me this month. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are faithful, ever reliable, eternally dependable. My Father, my Lord, and my God, this is my month. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' glorious name, we have prayed. Put those beautiful hands together for the Lord and please have your seat in His presence. God will visit somebody this month. If you are the one, let me allow this, amen. That visitation will be for a lifetime. This is the 11th month of the year. The God of the 11th hour. That God will locate you for a supernatural lifting this month. Joseph was the 11th child of his father. But God brought him from the back and positioned him in front. The hand that brought Joseph from the prison and made him a prime minister in a strange country, setting aside the law of that land, that same God will lift you for supernatural lifting this month. And that is why I'd like you to get set, because this month is your month. What was not working before now, we begin to work from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. This month, beginning from today, we are going into high level praise. I'd like you to get set for it. High level praise. Because praise is one of the forces on earth that moves God. Thank God, the prophetic team for the month says praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. And this morning, we'll be looking at understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. Understanding how praise facilitates the fulfillment of prophecy. The Bible makes us to understand that only the hand of God can bring to pass the plan of God. Only the hand of God. Whatever God has said to you in the open or in the secret, it will take the hand of God to bring it to pass. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Faithful is He that called you, who also will do it. He is the one that gave you the vision. He is the one that gave you the word. He is the one that will make it come to pass. But there is something you and I need to do that will move the hand of God towards what He has said in our life. That's why the Bible is speaking in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. It says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall want hermit. For my mouth it has commanded, and it is His spirit that has gathered there. His mouth has spoken it, His hand through His spirit will make it come to pass. That's why the Bible also makes us understand that the race is not to the swift, the battle is not to the strong. Whatever God has said, we only take the hand of God to make it happen. And that's why prophetic scriptures are defined as the more sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. The more sure word of prophecies. They are sure words from the mouth of God Himself. God's prophetic agenda for this church and His people is as captured in Scripture. Isaiah 29, verse 11. Look at what the Lord says there. He said, I know the thought I have towards you. Thought of what? Thought of good and not of evil. To bring you to where? To an expected end. In that plan, hear me, there is no untimely death. In that plan, there is no sickness. In that plan, there is no disappointment. In that plan, there is no barrenness. In that plan, there is no poverty. I have a plan of good for you to bring you to your desired end. Hear me this morning. No one here will crash. Not one here will die before his time. I didn't hear your amen. God is not using you as an experiment. You are a finished product. But to see prophetic words come to pass, we must first of all receive them. We must believe them. And we must put them to work. These three things. We must receive them. We must believe them. And we must put it to work. John chapter 1 verse 12. He said, as many as received him, he gave what? Power to become the sons of God. It is one thing to receive it. It's another thing to believe it. But much more importantly, it is another thing to make it come to pass. And that is where praise comes in. Whatever you cannot celebrate, you have not believed. Is somebody hearing me this morning? And whatever you have not believed, you have not received. That's why James chapter 2 verse 18 says, James 2 verse 20 says, but without faith, works is dead. Faith without works is dead. If God spoke to you that you should forget the former things, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 and 19, remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Is somebody said for something new this morning? Remember what didn't happen yesterday. Yesterday is already gone. I'd like you to look forward to what God is set to do in the days ahead. And Joel chapter 2 verse 21 makes me to understand. He says, rejoice in the Lord, for the Lord shall do what? Great things. He will do what? He will do what? For you to see those great things, you need to rejoice. It's not a normal rejoicing, sir. Is beyond the ordinary. Rejoice in the Lord, for the Lord shall do great things. Before the end of this month, many here shall receive supernatural breakthroughs. Positions you are not qualified for, God will take you there. Houses you did not build will be given to you. Cars your money cannot secure will be granted to you. Your lost relationship with God shall be restored. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me allow that to say amen. Before they happen, he tells you ahead of them. And that's why you need to receive it. You need to believe it. And then you need to celebrate it. When we praise God, what are we doing? We are simply watering the seed we have sown. We must continue to water the seed of the prophetic word in our good heart. To see prophecy come to pass, we must constantly water it for them to see the light of the day. That's why we keep saying, anytime we close our services, great things shall continue to happen on their own accord in my life. This year, what are we doing? We are watering what God must bring to pass in our lives. Is somebody hearing me now? Everything about God is his word. Prophecies are the sure word of God coming in our direction. And I've said many times, God does not speak to our present, he speaks to our future. So that whosoever can believe it from that ugly situation where he is right now and believes and celebrates it, will soon become what he has believed. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why the Bible also speaking in Luke chapter 1 verse 45 says, blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be what? A performance of those things which has been spoken by the mouth of the Lord. I don't know where you are right now. This year is ending well for you. Not only that, you are ending this year in your multiplied state. Yeah. If you believe it, let me allow them to say amen. Yeah. Every prophetic word received and believed keeps believers on the go in season and out of season, knowing fully well that God will never fail. He has never failed and he will not fail concerning your situation. Habakkuk chapter 2, reading from verse 1 to 3. He said, write down the vision, make it plain that it may run, that readeth it. He said, but the vision is for an appointed time. though it tarries, wait for it. But at the end, what will happen? It shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not fail. It will not fail. The one who spoke to you is the God of the whole heart. He is not the government. The God of the whole heart. The one that has the timetable of life in his hand. I'd like you therefore to be excited. Everything God has said before the end of this year, they will all come to pass. How does praise facilitate fulfillment of prophecy? How does praise facilitate the fulfillment of prophecy? We must first recognize that God created man primarily to praise him. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen generation. Tell yourself, I'm chosen. A royal priesthood and holy nation. A peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into where? His marvelous light. God created you and I to praise him. And that is why praise focuses on the efficacy of what is written and not what is happening. Praise focuses on the efficacy of what is written, not what is happening. Psalm chapter 56 and verse 4 and 10. The psalm is speaking, say, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust, and because of that I will not fear what flesh, what situation, what circumstances can do unto me. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything, do what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Please, people of God, I'd like you to understand one thing. Before you can praise God effectively, you need to thank him first. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. When you thank him for who he is, when you thank him for what he has done, you are simply moving him to do what remains. We do not just praise God for what has happened, but we also praise God for things to happen. It's very, very important. And when God is praised, he steps into your situation. And when God steps into your situation, that situation cannot remain the same. Psalm 114, reading from verse 1 to 7, he said, the sea saw him and they fled. Jordan was driven back. And the mountains, they begin to skip like ram. What ailed thee that you will begin to skip? He said, tremble thou art at the presence of the Lord. Tremble thou at the presence of the Lord. Psalm 22, verse 3, he said, O thou that inhabited what? The praises of his people. When you praise God, things begin to happen. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a situation in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'd like us to look at that situation. We are familiar with that story. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Three powerful nations came against Jehoshaphat. Let's take it from verse 1. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. It was a terrible situation. They didn't know what to do. But look at what happened in verse 12. The Bible said very clearly, oh, our God, they turned to God in the days of challenge. Will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you. And look at what happened in verse 15. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king of Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. That is prophecy. Is somebody hearing me now? Do not be afraid. I'm there with you. But there is what to do. Verse 16. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zig, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jerusalem. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. That's the assignment. Set yourself. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And look at verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed what? I didn't hear you. Singers unto the Lord. And that should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Look at the testimony in verse 22. And when they began to sing and to dance, what happened? The Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. You see the scenario? Three nations coming against Jehoshaphat. Even them, they confess that there is no way out of this challenge. But they remember something. We have a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven that rules in the affairs of men. We don't know what to do in this situation, but our eyes are on you. And the word of God came. He said, appoint singers. Praise is one major way of mobilizing God into this situation. Major, sir. There is nowhere God is praised in the Bible that he sent an angel. He came down by himself. By himself. I will exalt you, Lord. For thou hast lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me. Lord, I lift up your name. I will lift up your name. I say, Lord, I lift up your name above every other name. They were singing and the Lord began to move. Who are these people praising me? And you know what? When God moves, everything must move. Paul and Silas, they were in the prison. There was no way to go out. Hear me, sir. They were in the maximum prison. Not the local prison. The major one. There is no way of escape. They prayed. Acts chapter 16 verse 25. The Bible said, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto the Lord. And the prisoners did what? Sir, what kind of praise is two people generating that the whole prisoners is hearing them? That's not normal praise, though. It's not the normal praise you are doing. No, sir. High level praise. Now, I want you to get what I'm saying. Their hands were chained. Their legs were chained. So it's most likely there is no way they can really move the way they want to move. But, sir, they didn't change their mouth. Their mouth was wide open. And you know what the Bible said? Open your mouth wide. And I will what? Feel it. They began to praise. Now, look at what happened. The Bible said, the moment they began to praise, the prisoners had them. The very next verse, the Bible said, and the foundation, suddenly, there was an earthquake. Why earthquake? The moment they were praising God, God moved. Boom. And when God moves, everything must move. The foundation of the prison, maximum prison, not the door, the foundation, God went to the very root of the problem. Began to shake so that the foundation of the prison were shaking. Immediately, how many? All the doors of the prison were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Powerful. Now, I'm trying to show you the power of praise. It's beyond the understanding of any human being. How can three nations come against one nation? And then, as they began to praise, the nation that came against Jehoshaphat, they began to kill themselves. To the point that after killing everybody, the very last man that was remaining killed himself. Now, that's not normal, sir. There must be something in the midst of praise. Is somebody hearing me now? Hear me and hear me clearly. As we praise God this morning, anyone at the root of your problem, they will go down for your sake. All the prisons door open. Everyone's chain dropped. Their chain on their legs fell down. Everybody came out of the prison. Everybody, not some people. Everybody. Hear me. In the midst of this praise this morning, everyone here is singing a new song. You are coming out of that oppression in the name of Jesus. And that's why the Bible says in Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7, it says, let the people praise thee, O God. In the midst of that praise, some people are still standing. The Lord gave a second commandment. Let all the people, not some. Some scientists went to space some few months ago. A Nigerian was among them. And when he came back, he was sharing a testimony. He said they left the earth to move into one of the galaxies. And as they went, he said the entire world, the entire earth was like a ball, a football. Everything in the whole earth was just like a football in their hands. And he said what amazed him was that everything on earth, everything outside the earth, at a particular time of the day, everything bowed down to the authority of His Majesty. Hey! He said they couldn't understand it. They just saw things bowing down at a particular time to let you know that there is a God in heaven. Man was designed absolutely to praise God. And when God sees you doing what you are created for, He begins to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Because you are giving God what God cannot do for Himself. You can't see anywhere in the Bible where God said, I thank myself, I praise myself. And that's why He created you and I, to sing forth the praises of His Majesty. Is somebody hearing me this morning? And that is why we must take serious this praise for this month. Abraham, at the age of 75, God told him, you are going to have a son. At the age of 76, 78, 80, 85, 90, Isaac was not anywhere in sight. But Abraham, we're told in Romans chapter 4, reading from verse 21, was strong in faith. Reading from verse 20 to 21. He was strong in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. How was it strong? Giving glory to God. He had not seen the Isaac, but he believed in the God who has spoken. And because he believed, he began to give thanks unto God. He began to give thanks unto God. And at the age of 100, Isaac showed up. Your Isaac is showing up this month. Whatever looks as if we not come, we come this month. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why I like you to rejoice. To celebrate. Because your miracle, they are already here. Hear me, sir. Not that they are coming. They are already here. They are already here. What people are going to take in Shiloh, you are going there to share as testimonies. I like you therefore to get set. Shiloh is the prophetic gathering of winners worldwide. It's a family meeting where God meets with every one of us. Joshua chapter 18, verse 1. The Bible says, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered together at Shiloh. And that's why we are gathering this year. And they did set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. I'd like you to take note of that. Our going to Shiloh is to set up a tabernacle to worship the Lord. And in the midst of that, the Bible said, the land was subdued before them. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, reading from verse 1, verse 2 down the line, there is a story of a man there called Elkanah. The Bible said, this man went to Shiloh every year. Verse 2. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Anna. The name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Anna had no child. And verse 3. And this man went up out of his city yearly to do what? To worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. That's why in that drama, that time, you know, that man was saying he was going to wear palazzo. It's good. But the main reason for Shiloh is to set up a tabernacle between you and God. Set up a tabernacle. That was what that man was doing. He was going to Shiloh every year to worship, to bow before his majesty. And in the course of worship, he also sacrificed. Is somebody hearing me now? Samuel was a product of sacrifice. Because the mother said, if you give me a man child, I will sacrifice him unto you. And the Lord said, you have hit the target. And the Lord opened her womb. If you read that scripture very well, it was God that shut her womb. It was not the devil. And the Lord opened the womb of Hannah. So, worship and sacrifice. And as you do that, the tabernacle will be subdued before us. So Shiloh is a meeting point between God and man. That's where we meet with God. Have we not been meeting God in a normal service like this? We have been meeting him. But the Bible says there is a yearly congregation of winners worldwide where a higher dimension of his glory is revealed. And everything about Shiloh is the word of God. That's why you must be very sensitive as you are going for this Shiloh. What are the things you want God to attend to? Document them so that as the word is going, as the ministration is going, as the choir members are going, the testimonies are going for, your own testimony will be released in the midst of them now. So we have to be set spiritually. You have to be set materially. You have to be set financially in order for us to meet with our God. I have the confidence this morning you will not miss this Shiloh. It was somebody's Shiloh last year, but this Shiloh is your own Shiloh. I say this Shiloh is your own Shiloh. We had testimonies of previous Shiloh. A man at the age of 77, after how many years, gave birth to set of twins. The wife at the age of 72, I think, gave birth to set of twins in Shiloh. We also heard of a woman who gave birth and didn't give birth again until 19 years after. And then she came to that Shiloh with her set of twins like that. At the end of the day, God has given her 6 children. God of this great commission is alive in Shiloh. Also last year, we had a young girl has been bedwetting for 17 straight years. But as she came for Shiloh, and the word of God came and terminated that affliction. I don't know what represents a yoke in your life. This year, Shiloh, on that ground, every of such shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I say every of such shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I'd like us, therefore, to get set, to rejoice, because by all means, nothing will stop your miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Beginning from today, the second day of November, till the end of this year, you will be experiencing daily interventions. God will be manifesting himself in your life like never before. What was a challenge before you came this morning, at your return, it will turn to you for a testimony. What was not enough before you came this morning, at your return, they will be more than enough. The doors you have been knocking on that refuse to open, this week, on their own accord, they will open to you. You believe it? Let me allow them to say amen. Rise up on your feet this morning. I believe somebody is set to praise God. I don't know about you, but I can assure you the choir is set. We are going to be dancing. We are going to be singing. We are going to be rejoicing before the Lord. And as we are doing that, yokes are being broken. Sicknesses are being terminated in the name of Jesus Christ. Before we praise him this morning, if you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ. There is no way he can step into the situation you are going through. As many that have received him, receiving Christ is a conscious step you must take. You may have been coming to church every day, but if you have not confessed Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, it remains just watching you. He'll just be watching you. You need to call on him. I remember in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, he said, call upon me. He said, I will answer you. Until you call on him, until you receive him as the Lord and Savior of your life, you may still be struggling. You are here this morning with all eyes closed. I'd like you, you want to give your life to Jesus, just place your hand on your chest. I'd like to pray with you this morning. There is nothing to be ashamed about. Your coming here this morning is not an accident. God ordained you to be here today. Or maybe you have given your life to Christ, but along the line you backslided. You return back to the world. But you are here this morning, you are sorry for living in sin. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. I'd like you to pray this prayer, wherever you are. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. As a sinner, wash me with your precious blood. Let all things pass away. Let everything become new in my life. I confess you today as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please, may I request that you take another step of faith. Come to the altar here. Carry your Bibles. Carry your bags. Everything you came to church with. Your phones. Jesus is waiting for you. Wherever you are, please come. Please come. Jesus is waiting for you. It's a new day for you. Jesus is calling you this morning. Also, if today is the first day you are worshiping with us here in Living Faith Church, wherever you are, please, I'd like you to make your way to the altar here. It's a new day for you. You are our VIP for today. Are we still clapping? They are coming. Wherever you are, please come. Jesus is calling you. Please come. Please come. It's a new day. Jesus is calling you. Of these ones you have brought to yourself this morning, your perfect will for them, let it stand in the name of Jesus. Concerning them, affliction will not arise a second time. Whatever you have ordained for them this week, let them step into it in the name of Jesus. By all means, God will help you this week in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Please, I'd like you to go with our counselor out there. They will give you some vital details about the church. And please join us back as we engage in high praise. Somebody said to praise him this